Now, Anthony Babb, Amp Babb, who's now coaching at Hoppesville High School, and Devin Thomas were basketball teammates. Is that right? Fierce competitors. Okay? And so, when I saw these guys play in high school, I thought they could have played with us in the 70s. Derek Hickman, Devin, Anthony, Eli, just very competitive basketball players and very intelligent basketball players. Because intelligence, I heard people talking to all guys about studying and being intelligent. Intelligence is a two-way street, okay? The farmer who knows how to plant a crop is just as intelligent as the scientist who knows how to develop seed. It's a two-way street. And so you have to develop your intelligence. This gentleman was a high school quarterback. You probably now know him as a science teacher, a community leader, but also a fierce competitor. Very fierce. Does not like to lose. And because he doesn't like to lose, then he will do what it takes to win, which includes studying, includes taking hard coaching. We all took very hard coaching. You didn't play for Fred Clayton, did you? For a short period. You guys played for Lyle Dunbar. We were back there telling old Lyle Dunbar stories. I can't repeat them out here because I might need Lyle at some point. Y'all might go back and tell. But these are great, great men. Doing great things in the community. I told Devin I'm so proud of them. I'm proud of all of these guys because they're like my little brothers. I'm very proud of them. You want me to say more about them? If I say more, I'm going to have to say something bad about them as well. Okay, yeah. Now, Mr. Christopher Antoine Whitney. Christopher with an L, we said. And that young fellow was introduced to me by Bird Avery. And Bird said, he said, Mo, come see this little fellow. I think Bird was coaching 8th or 7th grade basketball at the time. And I think Lawrence Bussell may have been on that team. And so I went to see him. And he was a little guy, like you guys. He probably weighed maybe 85 pounds. He was a little bitty dude. But he was very, very talented. You could just see it. A guy that blessed him with something special. And when you see something like that, you want to be a part of it. You don't want to dominate it, but you want to be a part of it. And so, you know, he was always competitive. Devin was the same way, always competitive. I remember playing ball with Chris and trying to teach him some things and taking him. I used to go pick him up. And I remember his mother, Vicky, told me, she said, Don, I'm trusting you with my son. And I said, okay, Vicky. She said, no. I'm trusting you with my son. And so she was investing something in him. She was letting me know that this is my baby, and I'm expecting you to treat him right. And so I used to put Chris through the drills. I mean, really, really tough stuff. Because if he's going to call me every morning to go play basketball and go work out, then he was going to work. And he loved it. He loved it. He loves to work. He loves to think. He's back here now giving us all our scouting reports on how to stop us. Okay? Chris is went on to play college ball. He's a product of a lot of love. And I'll tell you guys something else about Chris that I told him recently. Chris's great uncle is Grafton Pettis. Grafton Pettis, when I was about that little guy's age, a little bitty guy, took me by the hand one Wednesday night at a prayer service. And we were praying for one of my family members who had throat cancer. And I remember us praying, we were in the prayer circle, and Reverend Pettis had me by the hand, and we were praying. And when we finished, he said, we didn't pray. He said, we're gonna pray again, like coaching. You didn't do that right. We're going to pray again. He said, we're going to pray until this church moves on this foundation. And he prayed and we prayed. And I guess I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. But my remembrance is that church moved on this foundation. And my remembrance also is that family member was healed of cancer. Okay? And so this is about payback. This is about giving back. And so when I have the opportunity with that connection, I never told Chris that until he was a grown man. Okay? That there's a connection. I owe him something. I owe Vicky something. We all owe all of you something. So I'm going to bring out Mr. Christopher Antoine with me and let him speak for himself.